I think this younger generation growing up is going to go back to old times an awful lot, the way things looking now.
When you first started listening to the radio and phonograph records, what were the names of some of the artists that you liked?
Well, old Uncle Dave Macon, you hear him? Old John Carson, did you ever hear him?
Yes.
The best fiddler I ever heard was Kate Carson. I seen her in person.
Moonshine.
It's Kate's, well, John Carson's daughter. Old man John, he got to say he wasn't able to go around with her. They'd go to town. They played Europe. They played Webster Spring. They played every town in the country. They had a blind man with them. He'd done the singing. He's played on the streets. People can get money on the streets, you know. But they made good at that. And when I was just a boy, about, I suppose I was about 14 years old. And this Kate Carson and her, the bunch she had with her was Webster Spring, playing on the street. Well, I was interested in music. I kept getting up a little closer, And finally, I asked some of them who she was. And it was Kate Carson. Well, old John Carson's about one of the first violinists that I ever heard playing over the air. And then the records, them old cylinder records. Well, we used to have several records, them old cylinder records, Edison record machines, you know, that he made. And then we was talking out a while ago about Natsy's Inn. Used to play at Bluefield. I don't know where you ever heard of him or not. Now that's an old. A boy was with me in a service that used to play with him. Klein, fellow name of Klein, just a little short fella. But he was playing with him when he went to service. I believe it was either Bluefield. I'm pretty sure it was Bluefield where he was playing at when they called this boy to the service. But he never got back.
What was your brother's name? What is your brother's name?
Well, I got one, the only one to live is Zeph.
Zeph,
that's his name.
Is he the singer?
He used to be, but you can't get him to sing anymore. No, he quit singing.
Is he still working in the woods, Tom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he still works, but he don't sing no more. Now, he was a good singer one time. Just give it up. When are you going to play another?
You never played one in that key yet? Can you play one in that key?
What's the key? Yeah, that's right. That's okay. Well, let's play Fireball May a little bit. We've got to get him. If he gets stiff set, he can't do nothing.
Thank you.
probably play it. That's the way the old timers played that. Now, Jerry, you can sit there long enough. I'll play you free after a while, but come on.
They've been listening to me play all week.
Yeah. You said you played at school programs a lot.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people here would have a tough time picturing the place where you went to school. Was it a little country school?
Yeah.
Maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Dar School. 7 miles out of town. Up where you remember. First school I went to was an old log school. Log house. And they put up a plank house after that. I think I was the second year. And finally, they put up a two-room building, and then they moved the schools all to town. Hauled them, busted them into town, you see, and they tore them old schoolhouses all down.
Did the teacher live in the community or board there? Or
well, they board there. They never lived there. They'd come in maybe from Webb Springs or Cowan or sometimes from Richmond. Teach the school.
Did you go to school all year long? Or?
No. I think, seemed to me like it was 5 months to start, and then they raised it to 6 months. I think eventually when they took them out, there's about 7 months of school when they quit. There's more than that though now. I don't know just how long it do teach them and haul them back to
about 13 months, I think.
13, I think you're right. Yeah, too much, because them little fellas, they get wore out there.
Did you get off at certain times to help with the farm?
Oh, yeah, I walked. When I went to school, I walked. Unless I rode a horse. The snow would be too deep sometimes, ride a horse down, turn him loose, let him go back, and he'd break the road back for me that I could go back that evening.
She wants to know, did they let you out of school to do the chores at home, or?
Oh, no. No, different. You didn't get out there.
Yeah.
Oh, you went, they got ready to turn them out, all of them. If you didn't obey order and do what they want to, they'd whip you for it. They'd take them with you. Stand you up in the corner and get you whipped, and nowadays they're not allowed to. No, you never, if somebody whips a kid, he's in trouble. His parents or whoever, if they want to press him. That kid, if you can't talk him into it, you're just out of luck. Oh, no, that's the way it is, because they don't. The law's got strict checks. You whip a kid now and you're into trouble if they want to press him.
Did you ever get a whipping in school?
Oh, let's not talk about that. We don't talk about that.
You said you played your banjo in church when you were a boy, that you went around at Christmas time and different times. What other instruments besides the organ would have been used in the church?
What else did they play in the church besides? You played the banjo in church?
Oh yeah, violin. I used to play when I was.
What
my fingers wasn't played a violin.
Play with you,
yeah.
Or at another time.
Did other instruments play in the church too while you were playing? Did other people play with you?
Oh, sometimes my brother would play with me.
On the fiddle and.
Yeah, we played religious songs for programs, you know.
Probably anything they could get their hands on.
He said for programs. Did you play during the service, during the regular service, and the people sang?
Yeah, we'd play when, of course, we didn't play all the time. There'd be a preacher there, maybe a teacher would talk or something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I believe they kept better order in school than they do now. I believe they do now, because kids, they were more stricter on them. They could whip them, you know. About anybody hates to be whipped after they grow up. And a kid, a lot of times you whip a kid, scare them, and they'd listen to you. But nowadays, they know they don't get it. They ain't gonna get it. They're not allowed to whip them, if you can't talk them into it, they just don't listen.
How far did you go in school, John, before you went to work?
Eighth grade.
And then what, did you go into the woods then?
No, I went to service.
I went to service.
Of course, I worked all the time. I went to driving team in the woods when I was 15 years old.
What was that like in the wintertime?
Well, it's pretty rough. Yes, sir, it's pretty rough. I worked by the month. We got $30 a month, 10 hours a day. And that's lots of time we had to work on Sunday. And if you didn't get plenty of logs, you was somebody else waiting to take your horses. You didn't see a man come in there without a wet shirt on. I used to work in the woods from dove teaming. They've got long hair there over their eyes. That ice would freeze that, hang down and freeze over their eyes. I went around the house 4 and 5 times a day and pulled that ice off, them horses could see. Be just bad, that bad. But we don't have them kind of winters no more. It used to be, it'd come a snow. First snow would come and the ground would freeze. You never seen the bare ground anymore in spring. First thing they do is put ice corks on their horses. Or you couldn't get no port. You couldn't, if you get on the road, why, you couldn't stand up. Put them ice corks on, why? You know what an ice cork would be on a horseshoe?
No.
They let one side stick down, and they turn the other one sideways, and make it flat. And when it dropped down in that ice, it wouldn't slide neither way, you see.
He's talking about skidding. You're skidding logs. You're talking about skidding.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, quit using that. Went boom with dozer. I run dozer for about 13 years.
Just how big of a log could you skid with the team?
Well, you wouldn't believe it if I'd tell you. I worked for Curtin Lumber Company. If there's anybody here that ever worked for Curtin Lumber Company on Elk River, they cut the logs, and they didn't cut them at the top, at this ground like they do now. They cut them in the right length. They either cut them in the, would go from an 8 to a 16 foot log. I worked up on Elk River where you'd walk up to a log, they nosed the log with an axe so it wouldn't root in the ground, you see. Come around the end of that log, you'd knock just maybe a couple of inches off to make it round so it wouldn't cut in the ground. I walked up to them when I'd have to rear back, get my chin up on the end of them. And big poplar.
What did you use, skidding tongs, or did you have?
We had grabs. We had different grabs. You know, they had couplers, and they had what they called a J grab. Of course, them horses, you had to learn them what that J grab was for. They'd make a grab, put a grab on each end. They would put a bar back here, and on that bar, they'd make a hook, and then it'd put a loop here and make a hook like that. When they hooked that spreader hook on that, if that log started running, you had to get away from it. Your horse would get off to the side and that spreader hook would fall off of it and your log would go on. And then they couple them, they make couplers, you see. They put a grab on each end and swivel it in, put 4 links on the, and then a grab on each end, but they'd have a swivel in the middle so it would turn. And them grabs run from 3 and 5, 4 and 5 sizes, you see. That 5 was a big one.
And was the skidding all downhill, or did you have
to? Oh, some of them were downhill, some was uphill. Some of them were straight down the hill. You have to turn them loose.
Kill your team.
And let them go yourself. If it's on the mountain, you know, you couldn't stay hit up. But nowadays, you just make a road around the mountain, take a skidder up there, and pick up the end of your log and go on with it, the whole tree. But they didn't do that then.
They'd get a whole string of logs going down the hill.
Yeah, 15, 20 logs, passing them together.
And jump the horses out of the way.
Oh, them horses know. You, after they catch onto it, maybe the first time you'd hook them up on the hill, a log would run into them. I'd scare them. They'd soon catch on to that getting away. Just right now. They did. It was too bad. Curtin Lumber Company kept from 13 to 17 teams all the time. They had a big mill, big band mill. It took a lot of timber to keep it going. They just went out of business couple of years ago, but now they've opened it. Somebody rented the mill, opened it back up. It's in above Webster Springs, about 2 miles. They had when they first started the last mill they put up, the one was logging to, then it broke down, it was a Bergoo. But this last band mill they put in, when they first started, it had 62 motors in it, electric motors. Before they ever cut a board. Had a little electric motor for every little saw and everything in there, and everything moved, it had moved electric, you see. Had electric reach out in the pond and get the log. Pull them up a slide.
Now it's all steam, isn't it? Now it's all steam.
Oh, no, it's electric, you see.
The curtain mill, isn't that, the band mill's now run by steam, I believe.
No, they're run by electric mostly.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Yeah, that Richwood mill, they've got it into electric now. It's been electric for several years.
I wanted to ask you, did you ever have any experience with medicine shows?
No.
Did you ever see any coming through?
Oh, I've seen them, but I never did.
Did you ever see the Kickapoo medicine show?
No, I didn't play.
You never played for?
No.
Wasn't there a man named, Kern Times used to tell me about a man named George Allen who came through Williams River Country selling cedar oil? And did you ever know him?
Yeah. And then there's an old fella used to come through there selling watches. Yeah. I got one that he had, but I didn't buy it off of him. That watch bought, I carried it for 22 years. I ain't carried it this morning, the first time I put it in my pocket for a long time. That's a 21 jewel BW Raymond L-shaped. When that watch was bought, it cost $109.50. And I carried it for 22 years, and I ain't had this for the first time I wound it up and had it running for, I expect 8 years. You don't see them kind of watches anymore. You can buy.
Is it six position or five? Do you know, John? Is it a six position or a five?
Nine.
It's a what?
Nine.
Nine position.
Is that a two?
You can learn something about watch every day, can't you?
You have to take the front off of it. Set.
Lever set.
Yeah.
I had a.
I said the front, you take the back off to set it. Mm. Don't believe it's the front.
It's the front.
It is the front, yeah. You can't buy that kind of a watch no more.
John, you might never see that watch again.
Right.
That type of chain, you don't see them very often.
I'll trade you mine. Want to do some watch trading?
Timmy's got one there.
Have you got one of them?
Yeah. It's a Rockford, though.
Yeah, mine's a BW Raymond Elgin.
That's one of the high ones there.
Yeah.
That watch worked about
$300. What they call railroad watches.
Yeah.
I lost it two or three times. I even worked in the mines, carried it in the mines, lost in the mines, lost in the dozer 3 days before I found it. Stomped the mud over it and couldn't find it. Just went to clean it up one day and dug my watch back out.
Did you work in the deep mines then, son?
Oh, yeah.
Where was that?
I worked in Curtin, the deep mines. Georgia Pacific, they're not Georgia Pacific, Cherry River. I worked Rainbow Outfit, Cherry Hill Outfit. I worked on mine. First mine work I ever done was driving a mule in the mine. I drove mule in the mines down the next Tioga, Nicholas County. For the name of Case, that's the first experience I had like that.
Was that pretty high coal? Was it pretty high coal?
Well, a mule's about, I think he's 52 inches. And I'm a lot meaner than that. Oh, he was a mean mule.
Did anybody have dulcimers or guitars when you started playing?
Back when you started playing music, did they have any dulcimers or guitars?
Oh, yeah. How's that? That old boy had been over here to play, made his dulcimer up there on the point mountain.
Yeah.
they've got a dulcimer up there, I believe he said 58 strings on it, 52 or 50.
Hammer, I think dulcimer. What he's asking is, years ago, when you were just a boy, did you ever see any of them lap dulcimers?
Yeah.
Did you ever have any of them in your family?
No. No, I never did fool with them.
Let's pick another tune here.
Yeah.
Well, won't let me forget my watch. I couldn't hold it. Let's try Cripple Creek a little bit. Thank you. Sergeant Hooker. I believe you fellas ought to play another.
John, do you want to try one on the fiddle?
I don't believe I better use my fingers to see if I can do much good. You play one, I'll try it. I can't do much good. Get up here and play. I've got to get my fingers locked.
No, go ahead.
Here,
you sit there.
It's
in high key.
Well, that's all right. Here. I can make it right in any key, but I can't do no good at playing. That's his tune.